Hi, I'm the story guy. Welcome to Alexander's Amazing Adventures.
Alexander's Amazing Adventures. Alexander's Amazing Adventures. You can come too. It's easy to do. Just turn on your mind. Imagine what you can find.
Today's episode is brought to you by the value honesty.
In taste tests across this great country of ours, more and more kids are choosing the taste of honesty over the other leading brand, dishonesty. Here are some of the amazing results.
I like honesty because of the cool, clean taste in my mouth after I tell the truth. People trust me and like to have me around.
Honesty helps me to get to sleep at night without worrying who might find out what I said during the day.
Honesty is kind of hard to say.
There you have it. Try the zippy taste of honesty and be peaceful, popular, and beautiful. Actual results may vary. Peaceful feeling likely, popularity and beauty not guaranteed.
It all began on a rainy afternoon when Alex explored his grandma's attic and found the book. It seemed like the attic door opened without him even pushing on it. Once inside, he felt curiously pulled past the old suitcases and dusty boxes, through the veil of cobwebs to the corner where the book lay in an open wooden case. He reached out and carefully touched the dark red leather cover, running his finger along the small gold letters. The book opened easily. It almost opened itself. Someone had written inside the cover in a careful hand, "From the library at Stormhaven." Then he saw the map. He saw the singing forest, the cottage by the tree, the island tower, and other things he didn't understand. At the top of the map was the word Inlandia. Alex turned the page and began to read.
Inland, inland, inland is calling. Enemies empty her. Darkness is falling. Children are lying awake in their beds with sad, hollow hearts and worrying heads. But some of them dream, though none of them rest. This is the tale of Alexander's quest.
Alex was surprised to read his own name in the book. It made his skin tingle, and he turned the page, excited to read more. But the next page was blank, and the next, and the next. At the top of each page, though, was a single word, a different word on each page, a beautiful, swirly word he could not read, no matter how hard he tried. 12 blank pages with 12 mysterious words. The last page of the book was a drawing of a shadowy clearing in a wood. In the middle of the clearing was a fire, and on the other side of the fire sat an old man with a long beard and kind eyes. He seemed to be looking directly at Alex.
Alexander.
The boy looked across the fire into the knowing eyes of the lightkeeper.
Yes, sir.
These are dark days in the kingdom of Inland.
Yes, sir.
The bossing and whining of the Erodians can be heard from the edge of this very wood.
Yes, sir.
The Inlanders have forgotten the old values, their joy and goodness dimming like an untended fire. Only you can save them.
Yes, sir. Huh?
Alexander, you are the lost prince of Inland.
What?
Children!
Hey, where am I? Who's that lady? Oh, my teacher, Miss Petalbowl. I must have been daydreaming. Boy, ever since I found that book.
Children! Boys and girls! Ladies and gentlemen!
There, I thought that might work.
Don't tell me you forgot about our lovely math test today.
Oh, no. I didn't study for this.
Take one from the top of the stack and pass it on. Hurry now. When they get all the way back to Alex, we can begin.
All the way back to Alex. All the way back to Alex. Wasn't my idea to get stuck in the back corner of the whole class. Hey, what's this stuck on the back of my test? The teacher's answer sheet. Whoa!
If you need to sharpen your pencils, you better do it now.
I'd better give this back quick. Of course, I could just look it over for a second, just to make sure it's really the answer sheet, and not just some old piece of paper with a long list of numbers somebody wrote down, because they couldn't remember them all.
Children?
Or it could be a list of phone numbers, or ages of somebody's kids, or the miles to different places, all mixed together. Yeah!
You may now begin. You have 15 minutes.
Oh, boy. No, I can't give it back. It would have been easy a minute ago. When can I sneak this into her desk before she knows it's gone? She might not know until she goes to correct the test. I'll find a way.
But getting the answer sheet back wasn't Alex's only problem.
Gee, I've got this thing. I wonder if I ought to use it. Nah, that's cheating. Maybe if I come to a really hard problem, I can just check to see if I'm doing all right.
Suddenly, a gust of wind ruffled the papers in his hand.
Wind? In a classroom? There aren't even any windows in here.
Alex looked up, and Miss Petalbulb stood in front of the green chalkboard. But her eyes were closed, and her shoes were off, and her toes stretched out and sank into the brown floor. And her ears turned green and ruffled like leaves in the wind, and her hair stuck out and grew long and thick like little branches. And a squirrel peeked around her neck and hopped off into the green where the chalkboard used to be and scampered away through the shadows. All the kids were gone, and among the trees that surrounded him, Alex couldn't tell anymore which one used to be his teacher.
Wow, this is strange. And I'm comfortable. What am I sitting on, a football? Just a rock, I bet. Where am I?
Suddenly the wind parted the branches overhead, and a warm ray of sunlight touched his cheek.
Alexander, this is Inland. Your quest has begun.
Quest? Lightkeeper, where are you?
Here, in the light that always reaches for you.
Tell me what to do.
You must choose what to do.
Will you help me?
I have sent a helper.
You have? Where? Where's my helper?
You're sitting on him.
Say, could you stand up now?
Yikes! A talking rock!
No, a talking,
turtle?
Tortoise.
Lightkeeper? Lightkeeper? He left me with a turtle for a helper.
That's a tortoise.
Why not a horse or a friendly dragon? Something strong or magic or swift. A falcon.
Oh, I'm a lot faster than you might think.
What's a turtle supposed to do anyway?
What's a prince supposed to do? Trees, take it away.
Trees?
Alexander, this is the singing forest.
Oh, yeah. I read that in the book.
So, who are you? What have you got to do? Who are you? And what have you got to perform? Underneath that noble hat, are you really strong as all of that? When it all depends on you, will you see it through? And underneath that shiny hair, tell me what is really there. Are you smart enough to be a faithful friend to me?
What do you mean smart?
Underneath that fancy vest, have you got the stuff to pass the test? Does your heart beat true? Can I depend on you?
Of course.
Down inside those nifty shoes, have you got the feet to carry you through the perils of the night? And will you choose what's correct?
I'm the kid who's supposed to be a prince.
Well, here's your chance. I'm ready to be convinced.
See, I can sing pretty fast.
Oh, no. Third time this morning. Oh, why won't that saddle pack stay tied up? Oh, I'll never get home to Stormhaven.
Did she say Stormhaven? I read that too. Who is that old lady anyway?
That's what she said, and I don't have any idea. If you would ask me one question at a time, then maybe I... Ouch! My nose!
Wow, what's that?
From down here, it looks a little like a... Well, a fence. Yes, a golden fence with jewels. Let me just walk all the way around it and have a good look.
It's a crown!
Not a fence.
Wow! You think this is my quest? To find this crown?
Well, that would surprise me.
Having this crown would make everything I have to do easier.
Quite a bit. And what about the lady who dropped
it? Why would she need a crown? I'm a prince.
Well, technically, but actually...
Has anyone seen a crown? Oh, dear. Has anyone seen quite a fancy hat?
Does it look like a fence from up close?
Would you be quiet?
I beg your pardon?
Oh, don't mind him. He's just a turtle.
A tortoise.
Dear, oh dear. I had it in my hands just this morning in the kitchen.
A tortoise?
Oh my, no. A crown. Oh, I mean, well, the thing I'm looking for. Then I put it down when I put the cake in the oven. Or did I put the cake down when I... Oh, wait. Is the crown in the oven? Oh, no. Oh, why do I have this job anyway? Mirabelle, the bird-brained. That's who I am. Oh, if the Herodians get their hands on it, everyone will think the Herodians are supposed to be in charge. Oh, I have to protect the crown until the new king is ready.
New king? Wow, that's gonna be me.
Oh, anyone would be a better protector than I am.
Protector?
Say... Are you the famous Mirabelle, the protector of the treasures of Inland?
It must be back at Stormhaven. Unguarded. Oh, I never leave it unguarded. Unthinkable. Oh, I must get back at once. Oh, I do hope it hasn't stuck to the pan.
She rides pretty fast for such a...
rickety old woman.
...dignified lady.
Let's get out of here. She might come back.
And so Mirabelle rode off one way, and Alexander stuck his little helper in his backpack and hurried off the other way. And the lost prince of Inland got lost.
I thought you were supposed to know your way around this place.
Well, I have traveled quite a bit, but in very small area.
Oh, swell. Maybe that girl sitting over there can help us out.
Oh, she's pulchritudinous. Quite pretty.
Yeah, I guess. Hey, little girl, you know where we are?
I know where I am.
Listen, we're pretty tired and hungry, so just tell...
And who are you calling little?
I think she's, enormous.
Who are you? I like you.
He's just my helper... Hey, what is your name anyway?
Theodore Tortoise, fair lady, at your, service.
A pleasure. My name is Eleanor.
You may call me Theo. It's, quicker.
And you may call me Ellie. Is this your boy?
I am Alexander, Prince of Inland, and this crown will prove it.
Where did you get that?
I'm a prince. Princes have crowns.
Alexander?
Nobody has that crown but my Aunt Mirabelle. What have you done with her? Are you an Herodian spy?
Me? A spy?
If you work for them, I'll knock your block off. I don't care how long they've been in charge of Inland.
I've had this crown since I was a baby.
Tell me the truth.
Your Aunt Mirabelle gave me this crown so I could...
That's not what you said a minute ago.
Actually, the famous Mira...
What? Tell me!
Mirabelle dropped the crown and I picked it up.
And?
And we let her...
Hey.
I let her go back to,
Stormhaven?
Right.
Without telling her you had it?
Well, I... Yeah.
But why?
'Cause I'm supposed to be a prince or something. I need that crown.
Oh, boy. Don't you know it takes more than a crown to make a prince?
What else?
Well, a little honesty to begin with. Little eyes, little eyes, sneaking down your tongue. Never letting on till the damage is done. You'll slip and tell another one before you realize. Watch out for little lies. You'll feel all sour and slippery, like pickles in a jar. Pretending that you're not what you really are. That's what lice will do to you. They're devils in disguise. All those little lies. Little lies, little lies. Sneaking down your tongue. Never letting on till the damage is done.
Now what?
Now we take the crown to Mirabelle at Stormhaven. Here, Theo, ride on His Majesty's shoulder.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I guess that would be the honest thing to do.
I'm glad you agree. But come on, we better hurry. And keep that crown in your backpack, even though the Erodians probably know by now that you have it.
How could they know?
They have spies everywhere. They probably saw your charming little prince act back there. Some kind of fashion show.
But I am a prince.
Did you say spies?
Eagles, dragonflies, squirrels, almost anything.
But not tortoises.
No, no tortoises. No offense, Theo.
Okay.
Where is Stormhaven?
Just follow me and remember this key. Through the water, into the dark, the only way out is through. Got it?
Easy.
Not for the lazy Erodians. They always look for some way around the hard parts. Want to hear it again?
Through the water, into the dark, the only way out is through.
Okay.
Through the water, into the dark, the only way out is through. Through the water, into the dark, the only way out.
Halt! Hold it right there.
An Erodian, bye.
Where are you going?
Backpack.
Where are you going?
Backpack. I mean, packnack. Picnic.
We know about you. Let me feel in that backpack. What's this round thing?
Hungry tortoise.
Whoa! My hand!
You'll never get the crown as long as I can run.
Halt, you scalawag! Think you can outrun me, do ya?
Wow, that was brave. What'll we do?
Go to Stormhaven.
But Eleanor!
I think Eleanor can, take care of herself.
Okay, let's go.
Alex tromped onward for hours, and as they went along, Theo would crawl from Alex's backpack up onto his shoulder and to tell him about how pleasant Inland used to be way back in the days before the Erodians took over. Because even though Theo was quite young for a tortoise, he was older than even the oldest human in all of Inland. Finally, their path ended at the edge of a wide, stinky swamp.
Well, it's water, and Eleanor said Stormhaven was through the water. Here's a rope bridge. I guess it'll hold us if we can balance okay. One rope to walk on and two to hold on to. Wow, that cliff on the other side would be a good place for Mirabelle's fortress. Stormhaven must be pretty big and strong. If it wasn't, the Erodians would knock it down and get all of Inland's treasures. I wonder what those treasures are. Well, Theo, are you ready? Theo? Theo, where are you?
Inside my shell, taking in, going to sleep.
Why?
Because I don't like this rope bridge. I'm afraid of heights.
This isn't high.
It is if you're 4 inches tall, counting your shell.
Theo!
Good night.
Well, here goes. Scared of heights. Give me a break. Oh, it's hard to balance. The worst that can happen is I'll slip and get my feet wet. Scared of heights? This isn't high. I'm almost bouncing on these floating logs. Whoa, slippery. Those aren't logs. They're alligators. Get me over this swamp. Yeah!
Hey, fellas, look what's for dinner.
Yeah, but there's only one.
So?
I can never eat just one. Shoo-wee-doo.
Alligators, chew.
Yes, we do.
What a chew on you. Chubby little fingers, rosy little nose, luscious little earlobes, tasty little toes. We munch and crunch so quickly, there isn't time to hurt. And anything left over, we'll have for our dessert.
Pardon me.
Doobie-doo. Alligators chew.
Yes, we do.
What a
chew on you.
Yes, we do.
What
we
do.
And we have a hunch.
You're gonna make a mighty fine alligator lunch.
We'll toss you in a salad
before you over rice.
We're very fond of prince meat.
It doesn't sound that nice.
Feature you on pizza,
Adam's apple pie,
with cookie dough and casserole.
For LT on rye.
Yum.
So soft on the outside.
Yet crunchy
in the middle.
We love it if you struggle, love it if you wiggle, wiggle.
Woo! Alligators chew.
Yes, we do.
Want to chew on you.
Yes, we do.
What
we do.
And we have a hunch. You're gonna make a mighty fine alligator lunch.
Whoa, ouch, yikes, gotta get to that cliff, gotta get to that cliff. If I swing from this vine, maybe I'll land halfway up. There's some bushes I can grab, maybe. Here goes nothing! Gotta hold. Now if I can just pull myself up over the top. There, made it. Flat, soft grass. Little yellow flowers. An Herodian's foot. An Herodian's foot!
Having a little lie down, are we? A little suntan?
Say, Prince Alexander, are we at the Stormhaven yet?
Theo!
Did someone say Stormhaven?
Warm saving. It's a new kind of backpack. You can carry hot chocolate in it all day. And you'll never...
You remind me of a boy I met earlier today with the round surprise in his backpack.
Who are you talking to? Mirabelle?
Theo!
Oh, Mirabelle? The Magnificent?
What?
The Mighty Sorceress?
Oh, no. This is just a bumbling old lady who...
Mirabelle. Mirabelle, Mistress of Disguise. Don't tell me she fooled you.
Hey, I don't fool that easily.
No, you can't fool a prince.
Heck no.
You are a prince, then?
Yeah.
And you have quite a fancy hat that looks a little like a fence with jewels.
Well,
I have quite a fancy sword with jewels. Excuse me, but you're getting awfully near the edge of the cliff.
I know. I'm jumping. With the crown. Bye.
Wait, we need that crown! How alarming. I really can't watch.
What have I done? Now I'm alligator lunch for sure!
And now a word from our sponsor.
Bleah.
Do you have a problem with the yucky aftertaste of lime mouth?
Bleah.
The discomfort of blame shift? The unsightliness of forked tongue? The embarrassment of flat conscience? Doctors say, try honesty. Tell it like it is. Get instant relief. And you won't have to remember what you tell different people because you tell everybody the truth. No restrictions apply, not void where prohibited. This is a teaching moment.
When we last saw Alex, he was tumbling head over heels into the alligator swamp.
What a nice nap. Edgar, Reginald.
Theodore.
You know these guys?
They're my cousins. We're reptiles, you know. Say, Reginald, I wonder if you could help us get to a place called Stormhaven.
Stormhaven? Lovely this time of year. In a trice, my good fellow. Have your boy sit on my back.
What?
It's perfectly safe.
Ready? Steady? We're off then. I say, Edgar, it looks as if lunch is on me.
What?
Sorry, what? Spot of alligator humor, you know.
Alligators chew.
Yes, we do.
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 Here we are. All ashore that's going ashore, as they say.
This is it? I see a stream, but no fortress.
I don't know what to say about a fortress, my dear chap, but follow the stream, and it'll take you directly to Stormhaven.
Thank you.
I think.
Say nothing of it! Cheerio, Theo, my man!
Tortoise, so long, Reg.
The travelers hiked up the stream, away from the swamp, until it led into a steep canyon. The farther they hiked, the narrower the canyon became, until it ended at a sheer cliff with water pouring down from high above them in a wide waterfall. There seemed to be no way up and no way out.
Theo, how long have you known Reginald?
Why do you ask?
Because I think he tricked us. Could he be working for the Herodians?
Well, he may have eaten a few of them, but I don't think it's the kind
through
of relationship
the water, into the dark, the only Alexander, way out is through.
Alexander, are we going to sing now?
Through the water. What could that mean anyway?
Maybe it means through the water. You could walk in that stream, you know, and then walk through the waterfall, and then walk...
up a cliff? Come on, Smarty. It's worth a cold shower just to make a monkey out of you.
I prefer, be the tortoise.
Woo! That's cold. Here through the waterfall and smack up against... what? A tunnel?
It would appear so.
Through the water into the dark! Let's go!
But as the light got dimmer and dimmer, so did Alex's courage. The voice of the Herodian echoed in his head, saying all those scary things about Mirabelle. He heard raspy squeaks behind tiny, beady eyes, and a bat fluttered against his hair.
Yeah.
The lightkeeper seemed a million miles away, if he even existed.
Is it too late to turn back now? It's so dark, I don't see how we'll ever find our way through here. The situation's clear. We have made a big mistake in coming here. Oh, why did I ever take that stupid friend? My life's turned upside down. What's waiting on the other side? Let's not find out. Let's hide. It's no use to fret or shout. We're never getting out. Let's stay calm. Let's stay cool. Don't go acting like a fool. Take a breath. Count to five. We might get out alive. I worry about what's ahead. If we stay, we're dead. There's nothing else for us to do. The only way out is through. Whoa!
Suddenly, Alex's feet slipped from under him, and he and Theo shot down a slimy chute and plopped out into a murky meadow. Before them was a low stone wall, and beyond, a tiny cottage beside a monstrously gigantic tree. Alex gathered his courage and got up. He walked to the wall and opened the gate.
This is no fortress, more like a widow's cottage, or a witch's hovel, or the snare of a sorceress. If she gets the crown, we're all cooked, and... what'll she do to me when she finds out I lied? Whoa, I don't know about this.
He reached out a trembling hand and softly knocked on the door.
Oh, good. Nobody home. Let's get out of here.
Alexander!
Just then, he heard the handle turn.
What if she eats me?
And the door opened slowly. And out of the shadows within, Alex could see two shining eyes searching his face.
Yeah!
Whoa, be careful!
Alex flew over the wall without even touching the gate. He was almost to the edge of the meadow when a white bird startled up out of the trees and sunlight glanced on its wings. And in the light, a voice.
Alexander.
What? Where are you?
Where are you?
Inland?
And who are you?
Alexander.
The whole truth, please.
Alexander, Prince of Inland.
And what is this place?
Stormhaven.
This is the heart of Inland. You must be prince here, too.
And that's why I should keep the crown?
That's why you should give it back.
Lightkeeper? Lightkeeper!
Inside my heart where no one else can see. Will I listen to the voice that's calling out to me. To be honest with myself and with everybody else. If I do, will I truly see that it is easier to tell the truth than it is to tell a lie? Easier to feel at peace than to feel so bad inside. Truth is easier. Truth is easier by far. This kingdom I was born to lead. Will they listen? Will they follow? Only if they see that I'm honest with myself and with everybody else. I can see honestly.
Alex turned, squared his shoulders, and leaped to the top of the wall, ready for anything.
Yes, yes, this precious relic is not mine, but yours, noble lady.
Thank you, Alex. I wondered where that answer sheet was.
What?
You may now quit standing on your desk.
Oh.
After school, Alex ran to his grandmother's attic and opened the book. He gazed at the map, and parts of it now seemed to him almost as real as if he were looking at them through a glass. He turned to the blank pages and was amazed to find that he could read the word at the top of one. It said, "Honesty." Under it, Alex began to write.
I just felt so good to be honest. I guess you have to do something honest before you can feel that way. Yes! First you do, then you feel. Wow, this is a discovery. I guess that's worth writing down. Of course, I also want to remember how it felt to walk through the water.
One word and no one will doubt you. One word says so much about you. One word you just got to shout. You know that word is honesty. Honesty is all. Shout, you know that word is honesty. Honesty is better than being cool or clever. It lets you hold your head up high and look folks in the eye.
One word and no one will doubt you. One word says so about you.
can eat 12 pancakes. I can eat 15 hot dogs. I can eat 30 pizzas.
Don't stretch the truth.
See you next time on an all-new episode of Alexander's Amazing Adventures. We're all looking forward to it. Honest.
Alexander's Amazing Adventures. Alexander's Amazing Adventures.